on Christmas Day, of course, it was. We all listened to the King's broadcast. It was King George V. He got a very nice voice, and we all sat down. We all listened. It was part of Christmas Day, and then afterwards, there were links all over the empire sending Christmas good wishes for Christmas. You'd go to Australia, Canada, Fiji, the whole of the empire sent its wishes. It was lovely.
Were you allowed to go out on Christmas Day?
No. Oh, no. Christmas Day, you're in home. On Christmas, especially if you're a big family, you used to start Christmas Eve. You used to start at my grandma's. We'd have Christmas Day at home, or then on Boxing Day, right up to New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, right, we'd be to different relations in turn. We never had the same. We were never at the same house twice. The kids used to, when we were at Grandma, she lived in Park Street. The kids used to play games, Ludo, anything like that, in home, while the grown-ups were in the pub. And they used to come back after 10, bring the beer wheel. And they were in little jug-type things then, like you can get pop in them now.
Well, I remember Uncle Will, and he came over most Christmases when I was small. And although he couldn't read a note of music, if you hummed a tune to him, he could play almost anything. He used to play the air with his right hand and vamp with his left. And he got a beautiful singing voice. It harmonised, you know. And of course, my mother had a very nice voice too. And we would sing carols and the old-time music hall songs. Whenever I smell cigar smoke, I think of those pantomimes, because my father, he always at pantomimes, he had a nice cigar. And the pantomimes were mostly at the Opera House in Silver Street. And that was, of course, we all decorated scarlet and white and gold. Sometimes we'd have a box, and sometimes we'd have the front row of the circle. Well, of course, Cinderella was a favourite, and Jack and the Beanstalk, and Jack the Giant Killer, you know, the old favourites. And sometimes we'd take Granny to the pantomime. And I remember on one occasion, she'd had an apron given to her, a Christmas present. It was black taffeta silk, and it was all embroidered. It was beautiful, this apron. And in the middle of one of the acts, she suddenly realised that she got this apron on. And, of course, she was very upset. We had a job in keeping her quiet, you know, because she realised she'd come in her apron.